This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The market for duplicate products, or dupes, as they're known, is booming. Not outright fakes, but like those off-brand Cheerios, Toasted O's. In this case, we're talking cheaper alternatives to luxury products. Maybe instead of that $1,000 name brand handbag, you shell out a fraction of the money to buy something close enough. The BBC's Izzy Greenfield has been taking a look and filed this for us.
The luxury fashion industry in the US is currently valued at more than $27 billion, but high interest rates and inflation has seen a rise in bargain hunters searching for replicas or duplicates known as dupes. The trend's been fueled by influencers such as Susie and Paul Botham.
This is not a dupe because it's better than the original.
Tell me they aren't the same. Tell me. They're literally the same.
The hashtag dupe has been viewed on TikTok more than 4 billion times. But what is the difference between a dupe and a counterfeit? Elizabeth Payton is the international styles correspondent for the New York Times.
A dupe is an item that has similarities to a designer item, but doesn't actually copy the logos or the trademark features. Dupes are generally not illegal, whereas a counterfeit or a fake is an item that's deliberately attempting to pass itself off as the real thing, and counterfeits are illegal.
But as intellectual property lawyer Kathy Hill explains, ultimately, someone's design is being copied.
So there's an ethical as well as a legal question as to whether that's right. It does start to undermine the brand in a way because the brand is obviously losing sales through these dupes being so popular.
Jenny Taylor is a trainee teacher in England who buys duplicate designer sports leggings.
My mum recently bought me some Lululemons, which I absolutely loved. I wanted to get another pair, so I looked online and couldn't afford their price tag.
Instead of $100, the replica leggings were a third of the price.
I can't tell any difference between them and my Lululemons, and no one would know the difference. Definitely no, not showing any underwear when you're doing a squat in the gym. So yeah, they're great.
Absolute confidence. Get into it. Lululemon Align. We're fit.
So what about the companies affected? Well, Lululemon decided to embrace the trend and offered a swap deal, your duplicate for an original. Nikki Neuberger, their chief brand officer, admits they've been able to build the brand on dupe culture.
Anytime someone is sharing about an aligned dupe, they're talking about Lululemon. It's validating our product as the original, as culturally relevant, and as stylish. So there's a lot of upside to that conversation for us.
As the dupes market continues to grow, more brands could decide to highlight the differences between the products instead of the similarities. In the UK, I'm the BBC's Izzy Greenfield for Marketplace.